ita ola zimpapo muhle ndinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa The Connection lilami ikamalami ngu Mike Hove zimpapo muhle welcome to our youth forum, our one and only youth forum, Studio 7's very own program that discusses anything and everything youth related, especially when we're talking about abantu abasakhulayo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Today is Tuesday, the 5th of March, 2019. Welcome, Zimbabwe Luhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome, Zimbabwe. Once again, tinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hove. Lamhlanje is Tuesday, mhlaka 5 ka March 2019. Welcome to you all. Today on our program, we give focus to amalunga edalele parliamente. Our members of parliament, njalo, those that belong to the MDC, of course, njalo, some members of the civic society groups that have been, I guess for lack of a better word, we'll say, have faced clampdown. Based on certain conversations and certain reports that have come out, we've seen Uguti, Zimbabwe's 25-year-old youngest member of parliament, Joanna Mamombe, was recently arrested. Today, we also heard reports of Charlton Wende being arrested. We've heard reports of people such as Tendai Biti, who also faced arrest at some stage and point. All of this was something that started on the 14th of January 2019, this year. And I remember Zimbabwe Muhle once tackled this issue when we were talking about the clampdowns on, of course, at that time, it was mainly focused on activists and civic society groups. Now it seems to have extended to amalunga edalele parliamente, to people who are part of the MDC. Like I've said, ofana people such as Mzare Joanna Mamombe, Taono Nasi Futi, Tanzwava Charlton Wende, Ndivango Fut, Vakasungwa. So, like I said earlier on, Zimbabwe Muhle, amongst the individuals recently arrested is the youngest member of parliament, Joanna Mamombe. The 25-year-old is the representative of Harare West in parliament, and she's currently facing subversion charges and is in remand as we speak, pending trial, which is to be 2 weeks exactly from today, which is going to be on the 19th of March 2019. Until then, Mamombe's lawyers are trying to get her out on bail. Now, for those that don't know, the allegations, and I quote, I'm reading this out from different news outlets, the allegations are that the opposition lawmaker addresses a press conference at a civic center in Marlborough on the 14th of January, where she called on citizens to engage in acts of civil disobedience with the intention of removing a sitting government through unconstitutional means. Those are the allegations. That's not what Tina Njenga Studio 7 are saying. However, during this press conference, we also had the opportunity of watching the press conference, and this press conference is available on Twitter for those that don't have. Unfortunately, we couldn't broadcast it because we didn't have the rights to broadcast this. We don't know whose video it came from. Mamombe is heard echoing the sentiments. Mamombe is calling for a peaceful march on the 17th of Jan 2019. Now, this was what came out from the press conference that government is, of course, saying, well, she was pushing for civil disobedience to unseat a current government. How this is grounds for treason, we're not sure, but I'm hoping my panelists will provide clarity on what's going on. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us today. Go to sikhona njalo ku WhatsApp on +12024650319. Pamasayisayi edu anoti 909 medium wave frequency 4930 6065 uyezwe pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voaindebele.com, sikhona njalo ku www.voastudio7.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages as we speak, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Jalogu VOA Studio 7. So Zimbabwe Muhle, please share the program, faka nama likes, Balana ama comments abafisa ukwengena kuhlelo wadopi namtshirongwa nyora ima number iphapho tisha kufonerai. So let's make sure ukuthi Zulu Ndaba we share the program so that we watch the program ngobunengi bethu with our family friends vanopi namtshirongwa, so that hama dzenyu dzinonzwa ukuthi mama uri pachirongwa chewe chidiki muina Mike Hove Zimbabwe nduse pindai mtshirongwa.
Eita, hola, Ndeipiko, Hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3.
Ingoma ka DJ Skyver uthi imali yeqolo. We appreciate you letting us use your song, DJ Skyver. Check him out on iTunes. For those that are looking to look for his music, make sure you follow him on social media. Kodwa ngibona I, of course, sekuqalile izinto sesiqalile. The program is already getting hot. Ngibona ama comments asengenile. Uthalita TC Dube uthi first u blessing yahuma uthi second. UNelson Rua is already commenting uthi it's treason instead of jobs. I saw someone was putting a crying face. UIshwal Kauzuani uthi no one is safe in Zimbabwe. That's why I am forced in exile. Get strong, Joe. Freedom is around the corner. Uthi freedom is coming tomorrow. Ayingenani kuhlelo pindai mchirongwa Zimbabwe omuhle. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram if you're looking to converse with me. The conversation goes beyond this hour, but for today, debate for right now, with for the next couple of minutes, for the next hour, let me say that. Gatsangane pana papa VOA Shona, we're also on VOA Ndebele uyezepa VOA Studio 7. But before we dive into today's topic, let's hear what MDC Whip Prof Bamtseami has to say about the charges laid on the 25-year-old lawmaker.
This is a sad situation we're having today. And it's a sad day for us as the members of parliament representing the MDC Alliance.
Yes.
Then at the same time, we need to appreciate that the level of arbitrary arrests, the level of trumped up charges, which the ordinary person is suffering out there, more so the citizens. Today we are here, trumped up charges on Honorable Joanna Mamumbe.
Yes.
It's a sad day for us as a family, and it's a sad day for democracy, bearing in mind that we had a situation whereby we were told then that we were moving into a new dispensation. But we're actually saying that this kind of dispensation, so-called dispensation, is actually worse situation than a scenario when we had Robert Mugabe as the president of this country. All the same, you have to take note that when Honorable Joanna Mumbo was arrested, he was on parliamentary duty, and she had just finished her business of parliamentary duty. At the same time, she had not yet been excused from the business of parliament and was on her way back to parliament to meet the family. Then that's when these 8 bodied men with 3 vehicles, the Fortuna trucks, the diesel being used, they took her all the way from Nyanga to here. And this is against the requirements of the Constitution with regard to detention and arrests. And when she got arrested, the charges were not preferred against her, only to be told of the charges when she had come all the way to Harare Central, maybe 7 hours later after the arrest. So it's a sad day, but we look forward that we will not live down the struggle for the people of Zimbabwe to be free, and we will not leave the legacy of our President Morgan Richard Tsvangirai, which was left to us, being led by Honorable Chamisa. We'll move on, and I believe Honorable Joamana Mumbe will be free to meet the constituents and to represent the people. It's a sad day for her, but she's a strong woman, and I'm very sure that she'll pass through this stage.
All right, well, Zimbabwe Muhle, you heard there from MDC Whip. We are commenting with hi, local kwenzakalayo. It's not right. It's not right. It's not right. Lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakalayo eZimbabwe. Ngenani kuhlelo +12026192077. Lingakhohlwa njalo liyakhona ukubhala imilayezelo on our Facebook pages. And you write my comments. I'm going to be reading them live as we speak. However, helping me tackle this issue tonight, I have the founder of Open Nepali, Umnumzana Umunya Blogo, joining me live via Skype from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Welcome, welcome to our youth program, Munya. I can't seem to hear. There we go. I got your sound. Once again, welcome, welcome to our program, Munya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here today.
So let's dive straight into it, Munya. You are one of the individuals who was tackling this issue on the ground, reporting everything as it comes. This dates back to elections. Up to today, Open Party is still tackling these issues and reporting everything that's going on in Zimbabwe by the minute as it happens. First of all, as a young person, as a young journalist, I want to thank you for that. What you're doing is exceptional work. Thank you so much for that on behalf of everyone and our listeners.
You're welcome, Mike. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
So my first question to you, Munya, is you mainly focus on issues that are with regards to Parliament. We saw, like I said, Mzwade Joanna Mamombe. You heard the lawyer himself. He said, Mzwade Mamombe was arrested whilst on parliamentary duty. How is this something that affects her duties on a day-to-day basis? Is there anyone that stands in to help her with her duties whilst the, I guess, government is at her neck?
Not exactly. Once she's arrested, her seat is vacant in Parliament. She also sits in the Education Committee, if I remember correctly, and she was actually the acting chair of that portfolio committee. So it also stands to hamper the work that Parliament is doing, and it reduces the number of MPs that can have oversight over certain ministries. Mm-hmm. So it reduces the oversight role that Parliament has, and it weakens an already weak Parliament.
Now, Nyaye Munya has been a continuation. Akaske Kutanga, where we've seen members of Parliament being clapped down on. We also saw earlier on, like I had said, Ndambo Zawate Rukti, we once had this program. This is not the first time. This has been an ongoing conversation. Muna January, we saw, instead of it be focus being placed on my opposition MPs, we saw focus was being placed on my activists and civil society groups. Pastor Eva Chisungwa na Ofut. How is this something that's affecting the way Parliament is operating? Unfortunately, this is all these people that are being clamped down on and arrested are members of Parliament who so happen to belong to the MDC.
I think it disrupts what Parliament is supposed to do, and it diverts the focus to this. Earlier today, Parliament was on a break all along, and it's just resumed today, and one of the comments that Stanley Beattie stood up to say today in Parliament was to call out the government on these arbitrary arrests. So instead of the Parliament focusing on the many laws that need to be aligned to the Constitution, okay, we find ourselves focusing on these issues of like arrest and detention and state apparatus using persecution by prosecution and arresting to investigate and not actually investigating the cases. Mm-hmm. So we find that most of these cases end up falling apart when they get to the magistrate's court or when people are applying to the high court. You mentioned Pastor Ivan, his case fell apart when it went to the high court. So you find that there's very little evidence of these cases ever reaching or ever finding a conviction when they are presented before the courts. Most of the cases they are dismissed, especially the one that under the same charge that Joanna Mamu is facing. Mm-hmm. So you find that instead of us focusing on the bread and butter issues that the Parliament should be doing, we are now having a polarized Parliament that is now arguing over who's been arrested, why they've been arrested, mm-hmm. and the ordinary people of Zimbabwe and the young people of Zimbabwe are the ones who are facing the brunt of the problems that we are in now.
All right, perfect. Munya, let me just hold you onto the line. Look, can you just hold on for 1 second and then I'll come back to you. Let me just take our first call and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, all right? Okay. All right. Ngiyezwa njalo Zimbabwe muhle ukuthi thine mthereri we have a caller ecingweni. Khola mlaleli usungenile kuhlelo Mapinda Mchirongwa The Connection. Zuri kufamba here ari parunare ndiyani?
Albert,
mkoma Albert zuri kufamba?
Kufamba zizi.
Ah mushe. Saka muri kutifondera muri kupi?
Kubulawayo.
Yes, right. Perfect mkoma Albert. Saka nyaya iri mugango nhasi mayanzwa. Muri kunzwa kuti ma MPs akafana na Johanna Mamombe uyezve nhasi vachatonoende nawo vasungwa. Nemaondere enyu, what is going on munyika? Zviri right here zviri kuitika izvi?
Zvinhu zvinenge zvisina kunaka. Nekuti mhosva yavo chaiyo ndeyeyi.
Ndakuti vamamombe, muzvare Mamombe vari kunzi aiwa ivo vanga vachida kupidigura hurumende uyezve navowo futi vachauton hwende vakanzi panyaya iyaya yakatanga muna January paye pakaitika violence munyika vanhu vachinoratidzira vahwende uyezve muzvare Mamombe ndivo vari kupomerwa mhosva iyi zvichinzi aiwa ndimi vakaudza vanhu kuti mubude munoita zhowezhowe munopunza zvinhu nezvinhu zvakadaro.
Asi tikatarisa muzare Mamombe vakaposta video clip yavo makamboiona
hongu ndakaiona
vari kuti ngavaiti peaceful demonstration. Saka ndifungise kuti vaiva neshuviri yekupidigira hurumende.
Saka nemaondero enyu mukoma chii chofanira kuitika kuti aiwa nyika iendere mberi sezvo zvamuri kutaura kuti aiwa muzvare Mamombe iwo she pushed for peaceful protests and I'm assuming nemiwo muri kuti vahwende vanga vasina nyaya nemaondero enyu chii chofanira kuitika nekuti mhosva iripo kapa table apa.
Vanofanira kuva vanhu ava vari kupomerwa mhosva vanofanira kuti vamirirwe nemabhota epasi rose kana sibira kuti ongorore nyaya iyo yakanaka iye zvinobuda pachena mumatare zvinova zvinoita kuti vasinungurwe vavewo nerusununguko nekuti takatarisa muzare Mamombe vatonzi vaenda kurimandi zvambova 19 zvinova zvinopisa kodzero dzavanhu
akadai
zvaigonini nanii makodi aipindira kuti zvigadzii.
Okay. Aiwa mukoma matizita ndi Albert kana ndi Alfred? Matizita ndi Albert here kana Alfred?
Alfred.
Alright mukoma Alfred, thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi. Handiti mukoma mudzoke next week handisi. Zvirokandapa ndiyamuzi mnumzana uAlfred umlaleli wetsu ukhona ngale kobulawayo uyashuti hayi ngombono wake hayi akula ndaba la uti unkosazana uMamombe yena he's one of the people owathola ithuba lokubukela ividiyo yakhe ushilo uAlfred ukuthi ngombono wakhe hayi uMamombe akalacala ngenxa yokuthi hayi umzwile uMamombe esithi hayi Zimbabwe muhle ikakhulukazi izakhamizi zesigaba sakhe iHarare West uthe phumani ngobunengi liyotshengisela kodwa asifuni ingxabangxoza, asifuni umsindo, asifuni ukuthi abantu bashayane, sifuni ukuthi izinto ziyenzwe in a peaceful manner. So yena uthi lokho kwenziwa nguhulumende, lokho kwenziwa ama-court, badlalisa imali, badlalisa isikhathi. Lina lithini ngalokho kwenzakalayo? Sithinteni Zulukandaba +12026192077 yoni number la yethu. Sithinteni bhalani njalo ama-comments ku-Facebook lethu, kukhasi lethu le-Facebook i-VOA Ndebele. Kodwa kuhlelo lamhlanje we have the editor and founder of Open Parli umnumzana uMunya Bloko. Munya, I'm coming back to you. Are you still on the line?
I'm still here, mate.
Perfect. So, Munya, you are on the ground as these things develop. And I saw Open Parli was there when Muzware Mamombe was detained a couple of days ago and when she was taken to court. What exactly is going on as we proceed forward? How is her case going to unfold?
I think after she was remanded today earlier, the lawyers being represented by Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights have opted to apply to the High Court for a bail application, for an urgent bail application, which is normally the procedure if you follow all the cases. So it's likely that if the High Court hears the bail application, she might have a chance, maybe put out on bail. It might be out of remand sooner than we think. But if the bail application doesn't go through, we might have to pick this up on March 19th.
So she would stay within remand until the 19th of March?
Yes. Yes, now, should stay in remand until the 19th.
Like you said, this case has been something that's happened time and time again. And usually, like you said, just like what the caller is saying, they feel like it's a waste of time, it's a waste of money, it's a waste of government resources. Earlier on, you touched on Parliament. What's the best way to move forward in times like this? Like you said earlier on, government could be doing better things than clamping down on these MPs. How, as a nation, are we supposed to move forward from this?
I think it's a very difficult question right now because we have a very polarized political space. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that normally helps in this type of situation is citizens and young people getting out and voicing their concerns, you know, calling their MPs and saying, you know, we don't think this is right. We don't think that you guys are spending enough time doing the right things. And I think we saw it when the MPs spent a lot of time earlier this year or late last year or when they were spending a lot of time debating about issues that have nothing to do with young people. Young people call them out on, you know, focusing on their products. And that made the government, you know, retract and realign and focus its attention on what was there. So I think young people have a voice. If we let these issues go, they will continue. But if we come out and voice our concern over the lack of a political will within Parliament of Zimbabwe and voice our concern about what is happening to these MPs, mm-hmm. but then I think you will see a reaction from the government that is proper. But also, I think we have to be aware that government has already highlighted that it is blaming the MDC for the protests that happened in January. So we shouldn't be surprised that this crackdown is happening there. Mm-hmm. The MDC is being blamed for the crackdown that happened. So mm-hmm. I think it's now a question of MDC and ZANU-PF also coming together and having dialogue. It seems like these two parties, they are in the same parliament, but they struggle to when it comes to them talking to each other mm-hmm. in a constructive manner. The space is very polarized, and I think it needs to stop, really.
And now, my last question to you, Munye, and then I might have to let you go because my next guest is already queued up. It seems as though this crackdown is not something just sticking around for MPs and civic society. We also saw Gwinyet, just the other time, was arrested. She was also arrested for a skit that she did. What's supposed to happen now that everyone is just within the targeting range over something that happened over the 14th of January?
I think this is a strategy that we've seen being used by the government or by the state over the years, even during the Robert Mugabe era, where they just arrest people mm-hmm. to investigate and prosecute and use the court system to prosecute people and to instill fear. So I think some of the arrests are just arbitrary and, you know, just meant to divert people's attention from the core issues and, you know, to instill a level of fear. But I think people should not be afraid of speaking up and doing the right things and calling out the government on where it's going wrong. And I think systems are abused when citizens do not voice their concerns. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the duty of every citizen to voice their concern and to speak out and to hold their elected officials to account, especially the MPs that they voted for. They have a right and a mandate to call them and to ask them what they are doing and why they are allowing this to go on.
Mm-hmm. All right, Munya Plogo, founder of Open Party, thank you so much for joining us in our program tonight, and thank you so much for letting us use your footage. You guys are rock stars for that.
All right, awesome, guys.
All right, cheers. Keep up the good work, bud.
Cool.
Right, Zulukandaba le mzwile umnumzana uMunya Plogo, kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ndirikunzwazwe kare ukuthi thine umuwe mterrorist lo munye umlaleli cingweni. Mlaleli, khola mapinda mchirunga, selingeni kuhlelo The Connection, lilami uMike Hobe, okhuluma ecingweni ngubani, hello, khola.
Hello, Oil.
Yes, Mkoma, ariparo nari ndiyani?
Isibarashi, kanati Oil Ngweru.
Mkoma, Simbarashi kuGweru, andis?
Yes.
Zurukufambe, ere kuGweru kwa muru?
Simbarashi, mbrada, simbarashi, kwa kuGweru.
Saka mkoma Simbarashi nyairi mumgango mainzwa, tuzeo maonre.
Mnangu
ndeku Simba. Simba Rash. Hausi kunzwika zvakanaka. Ndachi kumuro kuti uswedere pafoni yako nekuti hausi kunzwika zvakanaka.
Okay, nanchi kuti hurumende iripo ine uori kuti iri kuvhumbisa maMP ari kuvaponza zvavari kuda kutsvaira iteyo munyika. Kozi vanhu vari kuvanikisa kusungwa vanhu vanga chimatarikira kusoro nezvachiita munyika. Ndiye mafuta zvakanaka. Kuda kudaro manje akusunga zvakaita kana zvangai paya.
Mukoma Simba foni yenyu ikai.
Hello.
Makunzwika zvakanaka. Musa don't move. Garai pamutori ipapo. Chidzokorerai zvamamuchitaura mukoma.
Okay. Sorry, ndachiti. Hurumende yedu ine nzira yekuti vanovhundisira kuindipidi yamunhu ikaingana kuti aopote zvinoda hurumende yavo. Vandova vanobve kuti kusvibisana kusunga kuti vakuvhiringidze zvavakaita pana president paya. Izvi pana paya paya vakazima
kuvhusvibisa.
Saka mutobvumirana nemaonero amunya blog aya ekuti aiwa zviri kuitwa nehurumende izvi hanzi mafear tactics aya.
Ndochokwadi chiri kuti ndire kuvhutisira vanhu kuti vasambora kuti vaone chakanaka vaone chakangoipa chete.
Saka chindiudzaiwo kamukoma Simba chii chofanira kuitika kuti nyika yedu iendere mberi tisaite nyaya idzi dzekutambisa mari focusing on my cases apa hurumende iri kuita zvokusunga maMP ari kunzi nevanhu havana nyaya.
Dari inari mechanism yakapindira pose unomo nainoende kungoti vavara vapisa indikanaita mindi unouya iyo akadai inari mechanism yaitidetsera munomo akatooma.
Manje nemaondero enyu UN inozobatsira seiko?
UN inobatsira pakuti ndaizira ikuti amune maoko seleaders kuti anashamisa kuti vachinge vaudza nemadzemo sina tikuti aya akona kupindira pose maclear demosechenzira.
Right. Mukoma Simba foni yenyu yakunetsa zvakare asi musati maita zvinari pasi and no more mubvunzo. Manzwa guest wedu uyu abva kubuda muchirongwa uyu munya blogo achiti hanzi one of the most important things chinofanira kuitwa nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe is you must hold my MP enyu accountable. Muchivabvunza kuti aiwa nyaya ikai yezviri kuitika munyika iyi tiri kunzwa kuti muri kunetswa hatisi kuzvifarira. Imi wenyu MP makambomu approach here muchimudza nyaya idzi kuti hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika munyika uyezve MP yenyu munombomuziva here?
Ndomuziva chaizvo.
Saka chitiudza MP yenyu ndiani mukoma?
MP yenyu?
Ah, okay, right. Makambotaura here vasibaya ndindiwe MDC futi. Saka have you you guys approached vasibaya muchivaudza kuti aiwa vasibaya tiri kuona zviri kuitwa nyaya yakatanga muna 14 January tiri kunzwa kuti you guys are being targeted hatisi kufara nezvazvo can you guys bring it up muparliament muudze hurumende kuti aiwa hatisi kufara nezviri kuitika.
Chibaya mutori mukoma atatanga tese chibaya asi tinovaudza but the thing izvizvi vakataura kusoro uku vanenge vachiti hazvi hanei nazvo vanhu vaya vakaoma kusoro.
Saka nemaondero enyu vanenge vachitotambisa nguva
asi kuzaniperwa zaniperwe ndiri kuti driver ndabatana pazimbabwe yose kuti kuti izvi malekes yadiwe rekitcl saka kutosimba vandei mazimbabwe ndabatana tadeposita zvakatosimba adzavaizvizvakura kutazvichenje asina izvozvo hakuna chinobuda.
Aiwa mukoma Simba Rashe takunzwa zvakanaka muve nezuva rakanaka mukoma. Right, zuluka ndaba ndimzwile omunye umlaleli wethu umnumzana uSimba Rashe ubekhonaecengweni uthi hayi one UN must intervene uthi hayi ngombono wakhe ubona ngani lokho kwenzakalayo I has to stop ubona ngani iUN ingangenela it might help. Ngiphinde ngambuza ngathi ayi limzwile umnumzana umunye abloko he touched on indaba yokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ikakhulukazi abantu abaphila eZimbabwe should hold ama MPs abo accountable bebatshela ukuthi ayi thina we're not happy ngalokho okwenzakalayo ngikhaya kumele liyokhuluma labanye benu kuparlamente so that you guys bring it up in government. Ngiphinde ngambuza uSimba Rashe yena uSimba Rashe ukuthi ayi njengoba igovernment yona is full of ZANU PF sizabe sidlala isikhathi lina lithi ngalokho ngenani kuhlelo kodwa ecingweni ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi we have our second guest who is and I'm so excited by this because you know a lot of people keep talking about INAA dialogue ukuthi abantu abasekeli ibandla le Zanu PF njalo abasekeli ibandla le MDC should be able to have a conversation about issues like this lamhlanje kuhlelo we have a Zanu PF youth member ehlelweni he's joining us umnumzana umunashe mthutsa mnashe mnashe usungenele kuhlelo welcome welcome putom.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I am super, super excited to have you on our program, Chief. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
So, Munashe, indaba ekhona egudwini uyizwile. My first question to you as a ZANU-PF youth individual, what is your take on everything that's happening towards ama MDC MPs elizweni up to date?
There's nothing I can... look at it. I'm not going to be able to do it. So what we are seeing now is not necessarily what we want to pursue as maybe it's a child of opposition or good target. It's just a lot with cost.
Kodwa mnumzana you've heard and I'm not sure if you've taken a look at some of the videos that have circulated on social media. For example, a press conference eka Joanna Mamombe where she was talking. One of the things she talks about is she's saying, "Ukuthi guys, asiphumeni ngobunengi bethu siyotshengisela, sitshengisa uZulu ukuthi we're not happy with everything that's going on in the country." However, she reinforces and she tells people time and time again ukuthi asitshengiseleni yebo, let's protest, kodwa it must be a peaceful protest. So, how do we get to a stage and point whereby she's being charged with trying to ukususa uhulumende kababo Emmerson Mnangagwa?
You understand that Section 59 of the Constitution, every citizen has the right to demonstrate.
Yeah,
but here to put in that same section, if demonstration is peaceful, that demonstration, in the enjoyment of that right, you should not infringe on the rights of other people. I think that should be a basic fact. And what we saw, especially with January 14 to 16, we saw that it was no longer a demonstration which was peaceful. It was no longer a demonstration or a petition which was peaceful. Some of the violence, it was born in Ghana. It was even with Abantu through investigations. That's why I'm about 17 or 18. It shows that the police that they've been investigating. And because they've been investigating, so if you just cut into the information, remember, you don't arrest to investigate, but you investigate to arrest. So they investigated, and now we are in March. They now have the case against him. And maybe, because that's why it's a clever customer who raised the rank on a case. It's not whether it's a war, simply because it's during those days. She was not arrested after that press conference, was she?
No, that is not correct.
Yes. She was arrested now after they've investigated.
However, even then, Numzana, I'm not denying the fact that she was arrested after. But umbuzo wami is, does the crime fit the charge?
Well, I'm not a lawyer. But what I know is that the court is the one that is going to define whether whatever happened or the press conference can fit into the charge of treason or whatever it is that has been put across. But what we know and what we have been saying as the MPF, as we go into 2019, the MPC is clear, and they are very clear about the violence. What could we mean about 2019 is a revolutionary year. 2019, and within 14 days of 2019, so I think our police have every right to then do what they were doing based on the evidence they have, which maybe probably some of us may not know, but we will hear as the court proceedings go on.
What's in Ubambe? I'm not going to come in Mnumzana Mnashe and touch Mlalele, and then I'll come back to you. I'm going to Mnashe.
No problem.
All right, Mnashe Mthusa, yena he's a ZANU-PF youth member. Lina lithini ngalokho kushiwo Mnumzana uMnashe. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silomunye umlaleli lamhlanje, amafoni ethu khanya ngana ayashisa, it's hot. Mthereri mthereri khola khola usungenele kuhlelo maphinda mchirongwa ari pa runare ndiyani? Ndiyani? Marietson. Zvirikufamba here mkomo?
Fara kwa magadio.
Aiwa, tukufara. Saka mkoma mapinda mchirongwa tu zeo kama onre.
Maoni rangu ni ndo kuti kana siita saizu huku funda ma MPs. Wani ndo wachigisa kutipeba kutila shande shaganaka bozo wani kwa chona kuti wari kushanda zimeita kuti wa tariki chokwadi kuwani. Saka wani kwa chifaria kuti wani wasa wanupanisa kuwa na chokwadi.
Chokwadi chakadi mgo?
Chokwadi che zimeige zichiti kwa munga wa mkushanda kwe hurumende. Ni basa rosu ya wani kwa chitari pali ya mende. Ndiyo maoni ya ndoita.
Saka mambonzo wao guest wedu kutanga anonzi munya blogo ya notion ane kambani yake anonzi open pali achiti aiwa ni maondro hake ka this issue is something that's happened time and time again and anoti aiwa anzi zinu zakafa ingori distraction instead of focusing munenya ziri serious zirukiti kama urumende imno bumira ni maondro hake
ndiwa bumira na nazono kuti kana ya chita saizo zino kwa kutu sabasari huu mende suri
saka nima ondore nyuma chii chofao kuitika nima kesi za kadai
ma kesi za kaita sivizi haifana kumira because hapana chinga sampa mbu mende kwa kama ya chinga ina hundu basari paya mende haka distate wa sunu zino pa kutu basari zuke suri uye wanu wakasari kwa na wanu kutuwa miriwe wanu kupalia mende wakarapa wungo sungo. Hawachina nguwa ya kutuwa ene richemo shwee makonstituensi awari kuti wapanise kuwa narubati siku kana wati wapanise kuhunda wati kufambi kwa feka
Aywa
kinyo disteba waka wanda
Aywa mkoma ndakunza wa shwakanaka. Thank you so much nukupinda mchirongwa andes
shwakanaka
muzo ke next week pa chirongwa chino chirongwa ndecheni lapa lia muzo mlale li utai ngombono wake loku kwenzo wangu hulumende basi bashalisi mali basi kumele they must stop ukushalisa imali ya hulumende nje ikakhulukazi njengoba kungela mali vele elizweni ukuthi they must focus on stop trying to distract abantu wathi ngibuyele kumnashe sizwe ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho Mnashe.
Yes,
right. So my earlier guest umnumzana Munya Blogo, who is the founding of Open Parley, he said, okay. This cases such as Le Ega Joanna Mamombe, it's not the first time where someone has been charged with such a charge, and it's been thrown out, and time again, this has happened. We saw the same thing happen, Lopasta E, now it's happening to Joanna, and most likely is to happen time and time again with other people who are coming through. Do you not feel, Utsu, when Anjengo Muntu Omusha, this is just a waste of money?
Well, you could say that if you look at it with other eyes, but then try and look at it in the eyes of the victim. Try to look at it in the context of umuntu wachiseli stolo. Try ukukhangela in the context of ugogo wachaywayo efuna ukuhamba emsebenzini. Try and look at it in the context of that worker who was supposed to go to work but was blocked and ikhombi yakhe yachiswa ayihamba ngayo.
Yep.
Because wayefuna ukuya emsebenzini.
It had
nothing to do with the... So look at it in the context of the victim also. Are they not happy in the justice of what happened in January? They are happy. Most of your callers and the MP, I think that's the wrong way of looking at it. Because in the MP, MP is just a title. I voted last year. The
amongst the individuals who have been taken to court and tried, such as Abu Biti and Joanna Mamombe, amongst of them, none of them have actually been caught on record. Actually, let's go out there and burn izinto. In actual fact, they are caught on record where it says, Tina, we want a peaceful protest. So how do you then take account and say, okay, some people such as that deserve what they're getting or should go through the court case? And secondly, how are you dating this back to the protest itself?
Well, you should
should understand that maybe it's just that we are trying to play this in the court of public opinion, mm-hmm. and that opinion can go either way. Right. But what is important right now is to then follow the case. Whenever the prosecutor, what is it that they are holding on? It's not really evidence which leads on this case, which this is indeed treason and over and over alive. Mm-hmm. Then let the court do what it's supposed to. But mm-hmm. if there's no evidence, obviously, so that would be a waste of taxpayers' money. And to Joanna Mamombe, I know as MP, she has every right then to then sue the state, which, no, you wasted my time, you put my name, she has every right to do that. But let's allow for the rule of law. And yes, she can like it. So now rule of law in Zimbabwe. No rule of law. You go to Munaka Fundi Bounds. That is a Kaito, but I investigate. I'm not told how Kawens from a police to investigate. I'm not court. Sari Rotonga, Zoni Kawuti Munaka Kanganis, Kanakutana Kanganis.
But Munashi, for what reason are you refusing to look at them in the landscape? Yoguti Nabantu, who are representatives or member of parliament? Because realistically speaking, that's what they are. And it so happened that a lot of them are being targeted towards Ivandele MTC.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, really. But you should understand that Ivandele MTC alliance, Dilama MPs, Agako Maninga Kul, I'm MPs. Mm-hmm. So most of the MPs are actually the leaders within the outfit called MTC Alliance. By the way, I've got the package. It was just an alliance for the election. Mm-hmm. So other than MP, you are a plaque leader of Ankon. So it's just a coincidence that when another of the leaders of my MP, you are a leader of Shamora, you are a leader of Ankon. But we have seen them being arrested. There are some and Ran, both of us are much for that. But it's, of course, it becomes national news, it becomes national news because she's supposedly the youngest MP. But that doesn't matter in the eyes of the law, you are the youngest MP or you were elected by how much force. What it matters is the court will prove who. I'm not against you as a person. I'm against the principle of trying to use the title to defend you if you stand
them. Let me just have you hold on the line for one more second, and then I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Ngiyezwa njalo izulukandaba sitsheleni imibono yenu. Mbona ama comments ayangena. I'll get to your comments in 1 second, Zulukandaba. Don't worry, keep writing your comments. Thank you so much laba ababhalayo ama comments. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi silo omunye umlaleli, wothi sithatha umlaleli, and then we'll go back to umnumzana umnashe. Hopefully we're trying to get our other guest uPride Mkono, so hopefully he'll be with us very soon. Ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi uPride ukhona, kodwa wothi ngithatha umlaleli first. Khola mtheri mapinda mchirongo ari paru nare ndiyani. Kolu kone kwenye?
Magadi.
Tripo mama magadi yenyu?
No fara, mimi shango kwa kuboyera kwa mrambinda.
Kuri seiko kwa mrambinda?
Kwa mrambinda kuru kupisa.
Mati zita ndiani?
Maimshangwe.
Right, maimshangwe ni yeah, airimu mkangwe, mainzwa, tiwo nzoewo kama ondre yenyu?
Ini maone rangu ndiye kuti tambonzi wati chema wakuzi anzi iki jirango jirikuta wale ufumi jino kanga nisa Zimbabwe. Iho kano wachifunga wawariko kupaliamendi wachinzi wakuti wanawaruka watu kubatuka shakana kata amai mamombe hao. Warukunzi wanda kupidi gula uru mendi. Ino ramba shingo da kupidi gula waeka ni wanu iwa were kana wachirango wachungo sungwa. Wanengo wachitere shirango wache uchichatiswa ere ni kuti isu zaata wopache na kuti wanwari mzanu pekwane umbimbi ndoka. Ungo takuramba waripo.
Mhm.
Plus zvinenge zvichikanganisa vanhu vanenge vakasarudza vanhu ivavo kuti vavamiririre kunzvimbo dzavari. Nekuti vamiririri wavo vanenge vachigara vari mudambudziko. Havana zvichemo zvavanosvitsa kupariamendi kwacho kuti zvigadzirise matambudziko ari muZimbabwe. Nekuti kodzero dzavanhu dzinenge dzichingotyorwa. Zvese zvinenge zvichingotaurwa vanenge vachingoti sepanabva kutaura achiti hanzi akafira Zimbabwe. Ndatocheva kuti akaifira sei ari kutotaura ari kutotaura pamhepo asi ari kuti akaifira. Saka zvinorevawo kuti vanoda kudya wega. Wakatoifira wacho havana chavakawana kunyange vanawo havana chavakawana kubvira muna 1980 nanhasi vanhu vari kungochema vari kuurayiwa. Iki tinototya chero kutaura pamhepo zvatiri kuita kutaridza kuti hatina kodzero dzedu dziri kuchengetedzwa. Ngava kuchengetedze kodzero dzevanhu nekuteerera zvido zvevanhu nekuita zvido zvevanhu. kuti iyo warikuitawo zvirango zvacho zveupfumi waone kuti chokwadi vanhu vari pachigaro vamunangagwa nevanhu vavo vari muparliamendi vane chido nevanhu manje vanhu vacho varida kutouraya wese vongosara vari kupariamendi nevezano vacho vanongoshungurudzwa saka varida kutonga ani ndomubvunzo wangu wekuti vari kuteerewa zvirango zviri kuiswa kwavari zviri kukanganisa upfumi havasi kuchengetedza kodzero dzevanhu iyo vega havasi kuzviona pachi zvavo here ndokuchema kwangu ikoko kwekuti havasi kunyeterwa bazvavari kuita zvese chitori chokwadi chavanoziva uyezve ndakanzwa munangagwa pawaitora mhiko yaipiwa vachipika kuna mwari mwari wacho vari kuti chifananidzo here kana kuti ivo vari kutotonga zvese vanhu namwari nekuti dai vaitya mwari zvimwe zvinhu zvavanobuda vachitaura vachiti vanhu havasi kuurayiwa vanhu tiri kuchengetedza dai vachitya kuzvitaura saka zvinoreva kuti tsitsi rudo runyararo muzimbabwe hamuna ndosakei tiine nzara tichitambudzika upfumi hurimo asi hatigoni kuushandisa nekuti tsitsi kune vamwe wedu hapana runyararo muzimbabwe hamuna rudo hamuna zvese hapana chirimo saka tinosunungurwa ngurini vanoda kutibatsira vacho vanouya here kuzotibatsira vanoda kuisa mabhizinesi vanouya here kuzoisa mabhizinesi avo muzimbabwe mune unhu hwakadai nekuti vane maembasi avo ari muzimbabwe ndovanenge vachitaura kuti nhasi vanhu mapurisa atora vanhu pakati musoja akamira pakati vanhu vaitiwa zvakati ndovanenge vachitoendesa mashoko chero vakadzima indaneti vanenge vachingonyora kuti muzimbabwe mune zvakati muzimbabwe vanhu vari kurohwa vanhu vari kushungurudzwa zvinhu zviri kukwira hapana anouya muno muzimbabwe nekuti tsitsi rudo runyararo hamuna zvichikonzerwa neivo vari kumusoro wacho wese ivavavo
aiwa ndakunzwa zvakanaka mai mushangwe thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa mama
notenda
hai zvulaka ndaba liyamuzwa umai mushangwe ukhona ngale ebhuhera kodwa let's check ukuthi abantu vathini makhasini ethu apa pavoa shona ndikuona pana vakennedy masiye vari kuwava vari kuti ai vada kupinda muchirongwa vamasiye musatye tichakutsvagai kuti tikupinzei muchirongwa usunboy moloiso ari kuti zimbabwe yakaramba kare and will never be okay kusvika tafa but vamasiye vari kudzokorora zvakare he keeps trying aiwa vamasiye musatye tichakutsvagai pasmo chidoko ari kuti mukoma avo he doesn't know anything he doesn't want to defend all he wants to do is defend his party but that is what they're doing is very bad hans izvi zviri kutaurwa izvi na guest wedu aiwa vamututsa hans we don't agree with you Kennedy Masiye, I see you to super lane comment. Tichakutsvagai mukoma tichakupinzai tichakufondera izvezvi. Just stay, bear with us for 2 seconds. Atambeni kukhasiletho revoa Ndebele. Ngibona uVirginia Macebo is watching with us. Virginia, thank you so much. Ngokungena kuhlelo uEdwin Bebe la ukhona. UHassan Davidson uthi, yeah, we're watching your program. I think Mama Kupe, she must speak out. And now her sister, uLinda Masarira, lolu mbono ka Hassan cool ruler Penny uthi le ndoda into ayikhulumayo ngayazi why amasotsha yabalala abantu engabotshwa very relevant question ukhoni Mpala Bok uthi ask this caller that how is it that amasotsha lamapolisa who shot and killed abantu bebangibotshwanga I samudinga so that we bring him back into the program. Unfortunately, we lost him at Tsingweni, but we're going to try to get him back to see ukuthi yena uthini ngalokhu elikushiwo, lokho olikukhulumayo. Kodwa asameni kukhasilethwele VOA Shona ama comments maningi ngempela. UFaith Cutler ukhona ehlelweni uthi we need to put things into perspective and analyze who called for stairways, was it the opposition? It so happened, Wootsie, it wasn't opposition. Kodwa, this thing was started in ZCTU and also civic society organizations such as the Eat This Flag. That's why we found Wootsie like, Pastor E was, you know, caught into this and other members of the ZCTU. Faith Upinde, Hudson Wootsie, and I got brainwashed, and you see what you're asking, bro, Mike. It seems as though people are not really in favor of Uloko Wushio Ngumunashe, but we're going to try to get him back on our program. CJ Rockstone, which is ZANU-PF must fall, he doesn't seem to be in favor of Loko Wushio Ngusakulayo, Uwebandele ZANU-PF, Utalita TC, Dube Uti next time bring in 2 guests, one from NDC, one with ZANU, Don't bring him back, please. Not in favor of Umnashe. But we're trying to get Upride Mkono, yena ngomunye ongusakhulayo, who also, unfortunately, is out in the diaspora. He was one of the individuals who was looked for. He was also part of pushing a movement there, is there away. So let's hopefully we'll get Mkono ecengweni, and we'll also try here ukuthi yena uthini ngalokho egushiwo. Kodwa zulukandaba lina lithini ngalokho okwenziwa nguhulumende, lithini ngalokho ngamacala khona the case eka Joanna Mamombe, njalo siyezwa njalo lamhlanje ukuthi umnumzana uChalton Wende was another individual who was arrested. Balani ngenani kuhlelo, balani ama comments enu +12024650318 is the number to call. Kodwa ngiyezwa njalo ukuthi lomunye umlaleli, we have a caller Parunari. Caller mtheri mapinda mchironga zvokufamba.
Hello, Baba.
Hey, Zufambe.
I didn't know who said that.
Ah, this was also Baba Aripar Narin Diani.
Baba
Aripar Narin Diani.
You are Gumbo.
Aywa, Hamayangu came. Baba Mumberingwan is.
Hey, I didn't go Urungwe.
Oh, Amuku Urungwe. Wakumu Notar and the village regarded.
Andi notaura bati ndinene ndida kuti vari kuno kwandi gerevo vanzwe kuti zvinofamba sei nokuti vazhinji vacho havachinzwi.
Aha, aiwa musati baba, nhasi tinongotema both languages andis.
Yeah,
ndatange ine shona. Eh, vagumbo saka vapinda kamuchirongwa tudzeyo maundire yenyu pa nyaya yechikurukura zvasi.
Right, maonero angu andiri kuita inini mukuru panenge pane dambudziko pama member of parliament edapa.
Mhm.
Kana vaenda kuparlamenti ngavatiziva kuti wavavinga anenge ari mutungamiriri ndiani.
Mhm.
Vatisiya zvokuti ini ndiriwe zvanondonga kana kuti wechinyi kana kuti bato riti vavinge zveparlamenti zvokumiririra isu.
Mhm.
Nokuti kana vonosvika votsvaga ma differences avano addressa vanhu kumararizi aya.
Mhm.
Vomaisa muparlamenti. Security yeyo mparamendi ndiyo inomasunga nokuti zvavanenge vakutoita hazvisiri izvo hazvizvo zvavavinga vane vavinga kunomiririra vanhu.
Mhm.
Havana kuvinga kunotukana.
Mhm.
Ndo zvinofanira kungoziva mamemba waparamendi edu izvozvezvo. Kana vangosiya kupati kwavo vava muparamendi, that's why ichinzi iyo silent in court.
Mhm.
Voteerera zvinenge zvichitaurwa. Wotsumudza ruoko wonzi taura zvaunofunga.
Mm.
Worega kuinda out of topic wombotanga kutoshaudha president aripo president kana kuti chinyi kana kuti titevhere matauriro anoita maopposition kana vari pamararisa haasiri wanofanira kuindina muparlament.
Mhm.
Ndo maonera andinoita inini.
Mhm. Ngatichitaurai kana ndevele vagumbo mokwanisa kudare.
Ya nesi ndebere ngicela bona laba bameli bethu.
Mhm.
Parliament.
Yebo.
Nxa sebengene ndinana iteko na parliament vachiye lokuyana abakukhuluma ebantwini because laphana kulokuchotozelana okunenge nengokungapheliyo.
Mhm.
Ngokuthethisana.
Mhm.
So ye parliament ungakhuluma igama elingaqondanga. Ndoba singeko tina siyaba silapa ema kaya siku azu kutibayewe kulumani.
Mm-hmm.
So bayewe siti suye kwe bojo unga la passport.
Mm. Goto kumbo, wati ngubuze mnumzana.
Iko kumanisa kuna ma MP yetu.
Wati ngubuze mnumzana. Siloku siku tabalunye. Siloku siku tabalunye apata ma MPs yetu. Ene ngilabantu asiringe nile ukuhlelo babona ngani ayi lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende baphonga uhlungumeza ama MP akhona ikakhulukazi labo that belong to EMDC abafana labo Joanna Mamombe. Wena yini umbono wakho mayelana ngombono kabantu abasiringe nile ukuhlelo?
Lapho ngingalitshela manga because bengingekho enyanga.
Mm.
Lapho abotshelwe khona ukuthi wakhulumani kumbeni wakhulumani, hayi ngabe ngikhuluma amanga.
Hayi mnumzana, kodwa icala lakhe doesn't date back to umsebenzi wakhe enyanga. Lapho waboshwa enyanga, she was just on parliamentary duties. Kodwa bathi icala lakhe is she's trying to bathi ngesikhiwa in charge of submission, which will see Serefunu keep Ukulumenega Mongameli, a only contemptuous and unconstitutionally. But he local ones who are Mumsaga 14, a Nuchuana Mamombe had a press conference. But during a press conference, Leo, but we could have a band to Utiba Susu Mongameli, Embusweni. When I would
say, singayala nje ukuthi akukhulumanga kumbeni ukukhulumile.
Yeah.
Anti liyabona usiphatha manje wembizi elelare Bwerungabi.
Mhm.
Wakhuluma njalo esithi yena sizama ukupa ukhulumende nalo ngamalungilo abantu.
Mhm.
So wena nxa ungMP suka khona lapho kuna ma president khona.
Mhm.
Ungali ngenkulumo yona leyo phakathi kwe-member of parliament because bishanyeni.
Mhm.
Bonke bona labana bamele abantu ukuthi ukuzenzwa ukuthi sesingenisa iMDC sesingenisa izanu ngokuthi yimo kodwa bashupa na phela.
Mhm.
So asikwazi ukuthi yena wakhulumani kulokunya kukhulumileyo okwayenza ukuthi baze bakhumbule okwayizolo. Kwa kuna ngezi ndibeli wapanda ingwa wana kakoko wapa kudaku.
Hai kumbungi aguzwa kase mnumzala. Thank you so much mungi na kuselo.
Nyabo ngabalo.
Right, let's move forward. Last 5 minutes, Gotwa, I have my last guest of the program. So let's just go straight to him. Mnumzala upride mkono. Pride, welcome, welcome, welcome. Kuselo letu labasakula.
Hai lani ya chavo kumbungi na kuselo labasakula yo mnyabunga.
So, Pride, when you're also one of the individuals who have been roped in this whole nyaga nyaga, this whole mess, Eoguti, Gulabantu, who are trying Umbusoga Mongameli, Ongekomtetweni, you are now out in the diaspora because you feel Uti, you know, your life is at jeopardy and more. When Yinumbono Akungaloko against Gala Yukaya, says Uti, Unkosazana Joanna Mamombe is being kept in remand until the 19th unless she's granted bail. Says Uti Lamchanji, Umnumzan Uchalton Wende was also arrested. This story has gone on and on and time and time and time. When Yinumbono Akungaloko against Gala Yukaya?
I want the Gala Yukaya Loko, I see into danger. Mhlaka 14 kusiyasuka mhlaka 16 abantu bebulawa esitarajeni eHarare nakwamanye ebulawayo emasingo nakwezinye indawo. So lokho okuyekwenzakalayo ayisiyonto entsha, yinto ezele iyo enziwa nguhulumende wezanu-PF, nguhulumende olobugqili, nguhulumende olomoya omubi, nguhulumende ofuna ukwethusa abantu lokwabulala. Yikho lokho esikubonileyo nje thina okwenzakalayo. Ngakunqa bona uJwana lo ngekhulume kancane ngoJwana lo. UJwana thina wabuya kuzinathi engumuntu omncane kakhulu. Wakhathi ukukhokhela, wakhathi ukuthi abone ukuthi lo ngumuntu okwazi ukuthi ekhokhele abantu njalo ulothando, ulokunaka. Azi wayehlele ephalamende, angisazi ephalamende. The leader okwaziyo abalingelo wakhe. Umuntu lo esoqhile esibili ngoba kusoqala kwantu ukuvota. Wabuvota wachaywa, samlimaza kodwa nanamhla kulokhemini. Kufana lathi asikokuqala ukudinga uhulumende lo efuna ukusibulala efuna ukusuma amakhanda. Indlela yabo vele abayenzayo befuna ukwethusa abantu. Kodwa thina siyana sikho siyinile ekuqinisweni lokuthi hhayi lokhu kwenziwe eZimbabwe akulunganga, lokhu kwenziwe eZimbabwe kumele kulungiswe ilizwe liye phambili. Ilizwe lifilo le kathe yiwani ilizwe lisondele kumuntu oyedwa nginabantu bonke abaphila kilo, abantu bonke kumele bedle, akusoze sihlale sithule xa abantu belutshana besika kuphela.
Now
Pride, into ekhona esiyibona isenzakala la.
Ngiyakuzwa mnumzana, sekusele 1 minute kuhlelo. Let me ask you your last question. I'd love to hear your response to this. Umnasho Mdutsa said ukuthi lokhu kwenziwa nguhulumende is just following the laws of the land. This so happened and ukuthi yena umbona ngani MDC ukuthi first of all you shouldn't acknowledge abantu abafana labo Joanna Mamombe as officials who are MDC representatives in Parliament, the individuals who are caught up in this. When, what do you have to say when they, when he says sentiments such as, you know, we're following the laws of the land? So when Angombono Ako, would you say this is an infringement on China's rights?
Yes, this is a gross infringement of Angombono's rights. She's been handled in a manner that is unconstitutional, that is illegal, and it is bordering on inhumanity. She's basically been denied the humanity. We cannot arrest a person in that manner. And support that government is legitimate. The government that doesn't.
All right.
That even breaks its own rules.
Right. Is Kati, Mnumzana, Zimbabwe, Mushe, is Kat, some sense, Pelile. Let's meet same time, next place. Oliver Lesai, Mumaikowe. Bye bye.